with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, kind of a different scenario this week. You found out during the game that you made the playoffs. Maybe you didn't even know at the time, but you played a team trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. You win the game against the Raiders. They were hungry. How did that whole thing play out as the game went on?
That was a filibuster question there, Lance. No, I did not know during the game what other teams were doing across the country playing football, but we were focused on winning the game that we were in. Larry and I were talking about this earlier. You make the playoffs, and we've done it a number of years, but we have bigger goals, and it's important because you have to get into the tournament, as we refer to it. But there's still a lot of work in front of us. I think we definitely have established ourselves as a balanced football team, the ability to win games on offense, defense, and special teams. And that's important. That was really the goal of the offseason. And we knew going into the Oakland game it was going to be a tough game, just the way the timing of the year, different team, weather, the whole 10 yards on the road, an older type environment. So, and our guys responded well. It wasn't clean. It was bumpy, but it was a good win.
Mike, you mentioned our conversation there. There was a time in Green Bay a playoff berth would mean a parade downtown and close the schools for a couple of days.
But I'd have been for that today, I'll tell you.
It's not that way anymore, but it's still darn hard to do, and I think we all should appreciate it. That's an accomplishment.
It's definitely a level of success. I mean, every year you have a goal, and I think all 32 teams go out that way. And the first step's getting into the playoffs. So it's the first level of success that we needed to achieve, and now we need to take the next step.
You talked about the three phases, so let's start with the defense. Two interceptions early, Demarius Randall's pick six kind of set the tone, and 5 of 17 limiting Oakland on third downs. Pretty impressive.
Huge. I mean, the third down getting off the field. I think when you look at the first quarter and the fourth quarter, it's as dominant of a performance from our defense, as we've had. We gave up some big plays, but they really got us started there, particularly in the first quarter, us being able to jump to the 14-0 lead and then really finishing off in the fourth quarter.
Talking about that finish, Mike, late in the third quarter, the Raiders would eventually get 5 more possessions, a total of 76 yards and no points over those 5 critical possessions where the game hung in the balance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had the long 19 play drive on offense, and really I thought the game changed after that. I mean, it's unfortunate we didn't score a touchdown there, but I think after that, our defense was at a different level. I mean, their chance to rest and get ready. You can see even when Oakland took the ball, they came out and tried to establish the run, even at that point of the game where they needed to go score. So I thought the game really changed at that point for us.
James Jones, 6 catches, 82 yards, a touchdown. I'll word this carefully. Why is a veteran like him getting called for push-offs in the end zone and in that type of situation? Because it just seemed like they were fighting for the ball, Mike. Do you have any opinion on that in the end zone?
I mean, you asked that question like they're going to find you. You're allowed to say whatever you want.
That's true.
So, I don't like the call. I mean, I like it again today when we watch the tape. So, but it, I mean, to be honest with James is a very strong man. I mean, mm-hmm. he's powerful and he separated too. He just created too much separation with his technique. So.
Good way to answer it. All right.
Since we're talking positive offensive performances, how about your 2 tackles, Brian Bulaga, yep. David Bakhtiari? Both of them saw Khalil Mack coming off a 5-sack game. I just thought those guys really stepped to the forefront.
They sure did, and they played well, obviously with the matchup, but they graded out well, which is even more important. So, both Brian and David had fine performances.
Also, Jared Aberderis, 2 tough third-down catches, mm-hmm. and really seemed to say, hey, I'm going to be here down the stretch run and maybe even a larger role from here on out.
Well, you're a Badger, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. So, I went to the University of Wisconsin. Yeah, that's
no,
right.
I'll tell you what, Abby's doing a heck of a job. He takes advantage of every opportunity he gets. He's a very good route runner. He's definitely on the same page with Aaron, and really has a natural feel in the slot. So he's definitely earned the opportunity to probably play more.
The way Jared comes out of his breaks, Mike, it seems, at least to the media or whatever, it seems like he is so quick in and out of them. He's got to just be tough to cover.
Definitely. I mean, his ability to separate, he understands route running. He understands the time clock of the passing game, and it really comes really natural to him. I think you saw that in college, his ability to get open. Very, very quick. I think, you know, when people play against a particular team like Oakland and hasn't seen him for the first time, you know, he kind of sneaks up on you with his quickness and his discipline route running.
Next up, our special guest, he is fullback John Kuhn. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Our special guest this week, fullback John Kuhn. John, welcome to the program.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you. I tell you what, you have played in 137 games from 2007 when you got here through this season, 2015. I think you've only missed 3 in 9 years. What source of pride do you have of answering the bell time and time again?
Well, I thoroughly enjoy playing football, number one. So that's the key. I like being out there. I don't like being on the sidelines watching. And really, it's about being with the guys. I mean, you want to be in the locker room. You want to be on the field between the white lines, making plays with them. That's what this team and football is really all about.
John, all pro honors, multiple Pro Bowls. Do you ever think back how you came into the league, and do you appreciate those things and say, you know, hey, I did it. It was probably your dream since you were a little kid, but you've actually achieved that dream.
You know, I do sometimes in the off season, in between seasons, but once the season starts back off, it's about new goals. It's about sustaining success over a long period of time, and that's what I really try and do. If I spend too much time reflecting right now, I'm going to miss what's ahead of me and right in front of me.
Your status as a folk hero, you hear the chants at Lambeau here each and every week. You know, you see the jerseys with about 8 U's on them, Kuhn. How does that make you feel? I mean, you got to be, you're a pretty humble guy, but it's got to make you feel good. You got to feel a special place in Packer lore.
It's the most, it's tremendous honor at all. I mean, just the fact that the fans have taken to me as well as they have, and they support me so much, it's a heck of a feeling. And with that comes a responsibility that I feel like I really need to go out there and produce for them and be the best, not just player, but teammate and member of the community as possible.
John, how do you feel about the Raider game? I know in some quarters people talk about, well, it wasn't pretty and so forth, but at the end of the season, they just add up the skins on the wall. Style points don't matter. How do you feel about that game?
Well, I mean, I'm very optimistic. You look at this, that's our 10th win. It's 7 playoffs in a row. That's something to be very, very proud about. With that said, we know we still have room for improvement, which is even more exciting to know. We got 10 wins with 2 games left, and we can even be better.
I know you're an unselfish guy. It kind of comes with the turf with the fullback position, but the last 2 weeks, more snaps, more carries, a touchdown. You can brag on yourself a little bit. Do you like that? You like the fact that you're a little more involved the last couple of weeks?
Yes. Like I just told you, you want to be out there. You want to be on the field with your teammates. You want to be between the white lines. You want to be making plays. That's what it's all about, is making plays for the rest of your teammates and leading by example.
John, can you tell through practice during the week whether the personnel groupings that you're featured in are going to be used a lot? Can you get a sense for that during the week?
You do get a little bit of a sense during the week of if the game plan unfolds the way that we hope, how many plays you're going to get. But you can never really tell, because a game has ebbs and flows and can take you out of certain personnel packages depending on the way that the game goes. Thankfully, the last 2 weeks, it's going in the right direction.
You're a smart guy, John. You've done the broadcast boot camp. You've teamed up with Mark Tauscher on a radio show. Do you have a future in this business, maybe doing something like this, or you've been in the business program with the NFL as well? It looks like the future is very bright for you.
Well, I just try to keep my options open, and the NFL has done a tremendous job giving guys availability in the offseason to resources to better themselves, not just on the field, but off the field. And that's simply what I'm trying to do with Mark, is go down there, have a little fun with my old sheep's head partner and talk a little bit on the radio.
You've mentioned, John, leadership a couple times during this conversation. What's that exactly mean to you? Is it leadership by example? Do you feel the need to every once in a while say something, or to say something a lot of the time? How do you approach that end of the game?
I just try and be myself as much as possible. And with that said, doing the right things, saying hi to people in the hallway, and just being a polite guy. On the field, I want my passion for the game of football to come out and show itself, and hopefully guys see that and feel that as well.
This team has been in business for 90-plus years. You have 7 career playoff touchdowns, number 2 franchise history behind Antonio Freeman. And I think you're the only guy in franchise history who has a receiving and a rushing touchdown in 2 different playoff games. What does that mean to you when you think about all the guys that have played for this franchise, and now you're getting ready for the postseason here pretty quick?
Oh, that's one of those things where I tell you, sometimes you look back and you see them, and you do kind of smile at some of your accomplishments. At the same time, I could name a couple that I should have scored in the playoffs too. So you try and stay focused, and you really want to maximize the opportunity that you have right now in front of you.
John, good luck in the playoffs. Good luck the last 2 games of the regular season.
Thank you very much.
All right, John Kuhn joining us right here. Next up, Larry and John dial up his touchdown against the Raiders. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Offset on the backfield. Cobb is the tail of the tandem. Rodgers under center. Inside handoff. Kuhn.
Yes!
Into the end zone.
Whoa, touchdown!
John Kuhn right up the gut. And he spikes the football defiantly in the end zone. And the Packers are on the board.
Welcome back. We're going to talk some X's and O's with John. And John, of course, we're going to talk about your touchdown run. And in this kind of a situation, this play, what are you looking at to begin with?
Well, the first thing I'm checking out is the front that the defense has. You know, we have a 3-tech right here. We have a 1-tech right here. I'm figuring the hole's going to go somewhere up in between Balaga's block and this block right here. And I just really have to read these 2 techniques to see where I'm going to go.
Okay, let's roll the tape and watch John do that reading. And it would appear this thing is coming together quite nicely, huh?
Yeah, that's about the picture-perfect look that you can have right there. Brian stays tight with TJ, rides that guy down, and then just turns back at the perfect time to seal this linebacker off, and it's one-on-one with the safety.
Okay, let's go back, if we could. So those are the blocks you're talking about, TJ and Brian, and you got J.C. Treader over here. But now, Mr. Kuhn, it's you and a fellow named TJ Carey. Your thoughts are what?
Well, it's the 5-yard line. I can all but smell the end zone right now, and it's just get the ball in the end zone. We talk all the time, win your one-on-one battles. Here's an opportunity I have to do just that.
Okay, talk about winning a one-on-one battle. Let's roll the tape forward. TJ Carey, it's like he's meeting his maker right now. He had a look at that and be totally embarrassed the way he got run over. Let's go back and look at it again. John, did you feel like you got a heck of a lick on him?
Yeah, I did. And you just got to use the gifts that God give you. I'm a little bigger than the guy, so I try to get my pads down low and sustain a blow.
You did every bit of that. Look at that, John Kuhn, for a touchdown, a dominating touchdown run. Now I want to talk about the blocking portion of your game. It's a big portion of your game. Mm-hmm. And if we could roll the tape forward, John's kind of in an I formation here in front of James Starks. You'll see him come out of that. And he is on a search and destroy mission. If we could slow it down, just slow it down here a second. Okay, searching and destroying for Malcolm Smith, the Raiders' leading tackler. Now watch what John does to the Raiders' leading tackler. Okay, he busts him right in the chin. And keep it going, please, because I'm going to ask John about it in a minute. I just want to enjoy it right now. And watch what he does. You talk about sticking and staying. Okay, stop it right there. There are Malcolm Smith's feet pointing up to the sky, knocked right on his back. Now, if we could go back, John, talk me through this play from your angle.
Yes, very simple play, trying to get the tough yard, so to speak, at the end of the game, lead outside zone. I'm in front of James, and like you said, I'm searching Malcolm Smith out. Whichever way he goes, inside or outside, that's my guy.
Okay, let's roll it forward. And boy, you not only searched him, you found him big time.
At the point of impact, the coach always talks about driving your backside leg. I knew that James was going to be right on my hip, so that I had to really create space by running my feet.
No, it's really cool. So many times you see fullbacks, lead blockers kind of block to the man. This is, let's roll it forward. This is blocking through the man, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And Sam Gash talks about that all the time. To him and through him, and that's the way that that you got to lead sometimes to create those extra inches.
Final question for you, John. Now, we saw you, we've seen you score a touchdown, and you ran over the guy. And this is a dominant, you can't do this any better than this block. Do you get as much kick out of a block like this as you do a touchdown run like we previously
looked at? Absolutely, absolutely. This is a large portion of the fullback game. It's one of the toughest, dirtiest jobs there is. And when you do it successfully and you have a situation like this with your man on his back, that's a tremendous feeling.
John, great stuff. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Larry.
Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. It is a game ball week. Offensively, Randall Cobb. And I noticed something kind of particular with him, Mike, is basically first and 10 on the 5-yard line. You're backed up. You give him the ball. You have the trust in him. And he got two first downs running and another one on that drive, that 19-play drive, catching the ball. A lot of confidence in Randall Cobb. Did well.
I mean, Randall's a very versatile football player. And Randall needs to touch the football. So it's just something that, you know, we tend to get in and out of as far as the personnel groupings. And yes, we definitely touch him with the football, and I think you saw that early in his career, you know, as a punt returner, and heck, even his first game when he returned to kickoff, you know, against the Saints for a touchdown that he had no business bringing out of the end zone. But it was, you know, it was a great play. And but yes, he's a very disciplined player with the ball in his hands.
Mike, on defense, you're going with future Hall of Famer Julius Peppers. Another 2.5 sack game for him. And then also a young fella, Quentin Rollins. He gets his hands on a lot of balls. 1 year of college basketball. I mean, yeah. You talk about a bright future.
No doubt. Q, as we call him, Quentin's playing very well. And like you said, I think he may have the most, you know, PBUs on our team just as far as per snaps played. He does a great job anticipating, real student of the game. And like you said, he's doing a great job getting his hands on the ball. He's needs to pull a couple of those in, which we all know he can. The conditions were wet out there in Oakland, but yeah, he's playing very well.
And last but not least, special teams, Aaron Ripkowski, the coverage unit seemed to do very well.
Very much so, and that was a very good special teams unit we played now. That group there is well coached, and they're aggressive. They have good personnel, so that was a big challenge for our guys, and our guys were fired up to play against those guys. And you know, it takes the week of going through the film and so forth, and it all starts with the coverage units, because that's really where they excelled. The return units was probably the best thing they did, both punt and kickoff, and our guys played very well.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the Arizona Cardinals. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men, 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, you go to Arizona. They're already in the playoffs. The Vikings, there could be a lot on the line on this game. Has the mentality of playoff football already begun for you and your team?
Oh, I think so. You're going to see two very good football teams come together Sunday, and both have, you know, more football to play. And now it's fighting for the highest seed in the playoffs. So, yeah, this is going to be a great game. And I know our guys are really looking forward to it.
Mike, this will be everybody's game of the week when you travel to Arizona. I was wondering, when you're facing a situation like that as the head coach, do you wind up talking more about it to your team or talking less because the situation is just so evident?
I think you need to be consistent as far as the volume of how you talk to your football team. Because, I mean, I've made, which I feel is a mistake early in my career, where you can do too much. I've overcoached in the past, so I'm conscientious of that. But you talk about it differently, because every game's different. You know, every game you walk into is different. The stadium's different. The environment's different. You're at a different phase of your season than they might be. So you got to stay true to your strengths and, you know, try to attack their weaknesses. So I think you just got to be very detailed and as far as what you say in your messaging. But yeah, up to, you know, the 12-minute speech doesn't go into a 22-minute speech, that's for sure.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and yours, Mike McCarthy.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you after the Arizona game. Thank you for watching the Mike McCarthy Show.